AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Boone, North Carolina, two sheriff's deputies were killed. Three other people, including a suspected gunman, were found dead after a lengthy standoff. One of the deputies killed was a relative of Donna Ward.
It's hard. I know God's got another angel.
A sheriff's statement says the individual suspected of killing the two officers also is suspected of killing two other people inside the home. A local newspaper reports police believe the suspect killed himself. The death of a black man while struggling with detention officers at a jail in Texas during what his family members say probably was a mental health crisis has been ruled a homicide. The economic momentum is picking up steam after the pandemic-linked recession. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The economy grew at a brisk 6.4% annual rate in the year's first quarter, up more than 2% from 2020's final 3 months. Consumers led the way, with more people willing and able to travel, shop, and eat out. Next quarter's growth is expected to be even better, potentially 10% or more. Economists say widespread vaccinations, business reopenings, job gains, and more federal spending should help sustain growth. The rebound's been particularly striking considering just how grim things were a year ago. The economy contracted at a record annual pace of 31% between last April and June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced a plan to tie the lifting of coronavirus restrictions to the state's vaccination rate. About half of residents age 16 and older in Michigan have received at least one dose, but the state has become a national hotspot for coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. Some Midwestern farmers are suing the federal government, alleging they're ineligible for a coronavirus stimulus loan forgiveness program because they're white. This is AP News. A top ally of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says Navalny's network is being shut down.
The Moscow prosecutor's office petitioned a court this month to declare both the regional officers and Navalny's anti-corruption organization as extremist groups, a label that would outlaw their activities, expose members and supporters to lengthy prison terms, and pose a major challenge for Navalny's embattled team. Navalny's top strategist, who runs the regional offices, says that preserving the network in its current state is impossible because of the extremist charges, but rebranding them wouldn't help either. I'm Zaria Shakili.
China launched the main module of its first permanent space station that will host astronauts long term, the latest success for a program that has realized a number of its growing ambitions in recent years. The launch begins the first of 11 missions necessary to complete, supply, and crew the station by the end of the year. Ed Donahue, AP News.
The best trips don't just take you somewhere new. They change the way you see the world. On Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel, uncover the delights of every destination across city hideaways and crystal blue shores. Sponsored by Season 2 launch partner, Fiji Airways.
When it comes to a stopover, people don't recognize the value until they actually do it. So I wanted to see how stopping off in Fiji and doing my buffer there instead of going straight back to Sydney, how that shifted me into the mentality and got me ready for going back to real life. And, you know, the best cure for anxiety is feeling nurtured and calm and taken care of. And I think Fijian hospitality lends into that quite well. Fiji kind of wraps around you in a way that's warmer than everywhere else. I think it's because the culture grew up centered by community.
Listen to brand new episodes of Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway. 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a like a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.